Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Why you, okay, I'm not today. I feel a little out of control. Hey you, why you, okay, I'm not today.
Hope that it's radio friendly, here it is, in the form of a gratitude list. Watch out, it's stomach churning. I'm lucky enough to work in the arts and write songs about how life is hard. I'm a brand new beautiful free guitar in the spare room with the heating on. Life is so amazing if you ignore almost all of it. Talks like no one's watching your every move through your phone. The disco loadout's impending. World War 3
loads out tonight, we are the disco. I'm kinda tied up getting fired up in this moment. Ignore the disco, loads out tonight, we are the disco. I'm so far away from my postcode. Ignore the disco, loads out tonight, we are the disco. I'm kinda tied up getting fired up in this moment. Ignore the disco, loads out tonight, we are the disco. I'm so far away from my postcode.
Good evening, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, home of brand new music, indie, alternative, rock, electronic and punk. Every Thursday night between 6 and 7, kicking off there with punk band Hey You, Are You, Okay. That is Pet Needs. They have a fourth album, Elbows Out, This Is Capitalism, out on the 27th of March, and I'm going to be chatting to Johnny, lead singer, on the show next week. Got a very packed show for you tonight. Got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases. I'm going to be chatting to Chili Jessen. Caught up with him on Dead Dad's Club on the new album, the self-titled debut album. And a lot of you might recognise him from Palmer Violets, actually. He's done some solo stuff and also, but yeah, let's do a bit of Dead Dad's Club. This is That's Life.
She tells me everything is made by design. Same hymn sheets, line for line. I'm uninspired by joyrides and slash ties. Never one to wait a lifetime. He tells me every page is blank as it's white. Step cautiously for every act as its own design. We felt sides and cash prize. Never been the lottery tie. And I don't mind. Bad life's gonna cause you trouble. It's what we do to survive.
You've done a great job at persuading the judge. save me.
Music on the back room. Future Sounds.
Sister, but I hate it in LA. My parents need me, but they know that I can't stay. I can't stay.
Yellow Card and Good Charlotte, that's Bedroom Posters. Before that, the Molotovs and Get a Life from the debut album Wasted on Youth was out on Friday, and then going for number one, they're fighting against Lily Allen. So, yeah, hopefully number one. Nothing against Lily Allen, of course, but we need the bands. We need the bands. They've done a big intimate tour, including a gig at Sheffield Hallamshire Hotel, which was awesome. Okay, so this is a band called The Itch. It's called O Romanticizer.
My ox, new blue, come through.
Yeah, there's some distinction.
listen, like, if you want to play what you want to hear in front of everyone.
Let's start a riot. Everybody's coming to your club night. I saw it on my popular, on Resident Advisor. You're on fire. Working the bass on the equalizer. I'm just grateful that you're the ultramaticizer.
With DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris and Les and Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the back room. Future Sounds.
I'm falling free.
That's called Release. It's Tin Liquor from the Netherlands, from Utrecht. This is Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is the Back Room, and I managed to catch up with Chilly Jessen. You might know from Palmer Violets, and he's got a new band called Dead Dad's Club. They've just released the self-titled album, been out on tour, and I managed to catch up with him. So let's play a song from the album first, and then play the interview. Chilly Jessen from Dead Dad's Club. So yeah. It's a pleasure for you to join tonight because I know you've had a busy week. The album came out on the 23rd, and you'd been touring the country, haven't you? Whereabouts are you now?
We have just arrived at Vinyl Whistle in Leeds. We're just about to do a kind of more stripped back set, but we've spent a lot of effort on it, and I'm really happy with it. So. I'm buzzing to play that now, you know?
Yeah. I'm loving the album, being champion kind of your music. Actually, for a long time, I mean, we can go way back to, a lot of people know you from kind of Palmer Violets. And then you were in kind of Cool Intention. Then you've done a lot of solo stuff. So you've been around a long time. And, yeah, amazing, this album. And just to kind of talk about that a bit, in terms of its debut album, you know, it is a very personal, emotional record, isn't it? And, you know, from the death of your dad, kind of when you were young. And I'm just wondering kind of that process to kind of what made you kind of think, okay, I can do this. I want to do this. I want, yeah. What was that process like for you, Chilly?
It was good. I was actually very influenced by my my little sister Georgie. She's 3 years younger than me, and she's an incredible poet. And she wrote a book of poetry, some of which the subject matter was our father's death. And I think her opening up about that in such a beautiful artistic way really moved me and definitely inspired me to sort of open up. So yeah, you know, she's just released her book of poetry. You should look it up. It's by Georgia Jessen. So it's just, it's fantastic. So that really kind of inspired me to do a similar thing.
Cool. I will check it out. I'll check it out. And what's it like kind of getting these songs out now and playing them to the people, you know? Yeah. How is that, getting them back out on the stage from the kind of the studio process?
Oh my God, it's been totally brilliant. I mean, this is the most cemented. I'm so happy that you've supported me up until this point, because it feels like the most cemented point musically for me. You know, I think it has its identity finally, you know, which Carlos really carved out from us, from the Fontaines who produced the album. And that was something that I was after for a long time. So I think we're here now. And you know, all those bits before led us to this point, you know. So I hope that kind of answers your question.
Perfectly. And just the thing, thinking about Carlos O'Connell Fontaine's DC, how did you, because you've been touring with them, right? So how did that, like, come about? How did that happen?
Well, I've known the lads for years, and I'm just a huge fan of their music. And they came to see my old band a few years ago, many years ago, actually. Yeah. So that's kind of that interaction. Digo couldn't make a tour, and they kindly asked me to kind of fill in on bass for a tour, which was totally brilliant. And then when Deeks came back, they made Romance, which just had so much you know, so much more instrumentation. It was a very kind of a studio record, and they basically needed somebody to kind of fill in for those parts. So I was really honored that they thought of me and invited me back to do that. So I just play a bunch of stuff with them, you know, guitar, bass, synths, strings, so whatever. And it's been a truly transformative thing for me, you know. I mean, it's changed my life in so many ways, you know.
Yeah
It's been incredible.
Oh, it's amazing. Then Carlos produces this album, right? So
exactly. So, you know, I was writing this album kind of on their tour buses and stuff, just in the back, just totally buzzed by the atmosphere that those boys create in sharing music. And it was just truly brilliant. So Carlos heard a few of these demos and just was like, you know, I'm really up for it. And he was also producing another record called Film Noir, who I'm a huge fan of. And he was mixing it. He had just recorded it in Lafret, and I was just going, this is unbelievable. So when he was like, I've got a little bit of free time, I'd be up for cutting this album, I was just blown away, you know? So, I can listen to this record on repeat because I feel quite, you know, a bit more removed from it production-wise. It's so different to what I gave it to him as. So, it's truly brilliant.
I think, yeah, I think it is a brilliant album, and I think do you have any particular pull to any particular song? Or is there a kind of song that means more to you? I don't know. Maybe just kind of all the kind of equal, but is there anything that kind of, yeah, you feel more about?
I suppose the opening track, It's Only Just Begun, is a really special song because it's such a linear story that runs through it. It's essentially a concept record, you know? So,
yeah.
It's very weird in music to start at the beginning, you know, and that line came to me, and then the idea sprouted from that. So I think for that reason, that song is you know, it started the project essentially. So
yeah,
it deserves a very special place in my heart, and I really enjoy playing it. And we also try and open with it because I find it really interesting. In every band that I've been in, you start with like a cracker, you know, like a fast song.
Yeah, but yeah.
This time we've started like throwing that on its head and opening with It's Only Just Begun. And it's been really good, I think.
Yeah, amazing, Chili. And after this tour, what are the plans for the rest of the year? Can you tell us? Can you say what the plans are?
Well, there'll be a kind of headline tour end of April, beginning of May.
Okay, cool.
Which will be brilliant, which will be, you know, all the record being played and some other songs,
yeah,
which I'm really looking forward to. And, yeah, there'll be festivals and all that, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, which will be great.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a big year. Can you tell us if there's gonna be if Sheffield's gonna be on the map on this tour?
It has to be. I love
doesn't it? Doesn't it? Right?
It really is. It's such a great music town. I had so many good times with Palm Violets at the Lead Mill, which is sadly gone. Right?
Sadly gone. Yes.
It's
yeah.
So terrible. I'm really upset about that.
Yeah, I was very upset too, and I think, you know, it's for 45 years, I think.
So many good times in that.
Yeah, me too. And I think I have to think of it in a, you know, you've got to take the positive a little bit from the kind of the awfulness of it, and that it's not going to be flat. It is going to be another venue. So I think
that's good news. I didn't know.
So
that.
They're reopening it as Electric this year. So it is going to be. They're just renovating it and make it, and it, so it's still going to be a venue. So I think we can be pleased about that.
I'm really pleased about that. That's great. Fair play. Well, hopefully one day I'll play the Electric instead, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And loads of other great places in Sheffield to play. Chili, exactly. I will. Thanks so much for talking to me. I'll let you get on because you've got a show to do, right?
Yes, I'm just about to walk on. But listen, Paddy, thank you so much for all your support. Always, you know.
You're very welcome, Chili. Good luck with the album and the tour, and I hope to catch you on the road soon.
Brilliant. All the best.
You too. Have a great gig.
See you, mate.
See you later. Thanks. Bye. Scale the neighbor's garden, picking flowers that are blossoming.
Don't Blame the Sons for the Sins of the Father. That is from Dead Dad's Club. New album. Great chatting to Chili. Yeah, when they're going to do a headline tour soon in the spring. So catch them when they go out there. Okay, going to do some music news very, very shortly. This is new from the Snuts, though. This is Summer Rain. Now that is new from the Snuts. Let's do some music news.
Music news.
The Soulwax have announced their first ever After Hours rave at London Abbey Road. The legendary recording studio will host its first ever rave on February 21st, running from 8 till 1. The rave will take place in Studio One with Belgian brother duo, who will curate the night with some currently unrevealed special guests. The brothers will record fresh music at the Full Life Band in Studio 2 the day before, cutting the music directly to vinyl, and 300 fans will hear the new music at the rave on their first major outing of the Dewey sound system based on New York's iconic Paradise Garage. Fans can apply to attend by calling the Soulwax hotline on 07886072699. That's 07886072699. The hotline is open now, and those miss out on tickets can watch the rave unfold via YouTube on March the 5th. Noel Gallagher will be honoured with the Songwriter of the Year at this year's Brit Awards. The Oasis star will accept the gong in Manchester at Cop Live on 28th of Feb, just 3 months after the Don't Look Back in Anger band's epic 41 date
Oasis tour came to an end. Stacey Tang, chair of the Brit Awards Committee and co-president of RCA Records at Sony Music, said for more than three decades, Noel has crafted songs that become part of our collective story, bold, brilliant and always recognisable. His songs have soundtracked memories for multiple generations and define the spirit of music, British music globally. So there you go. That's the music news. It's 6:43, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom, and this is new from Joshua Lane, lead singer of Seven's Your Son. He has a new single. This is called True Colours.
Upon the wall, come the evening time. I was fine in the daylight hours, but when it's late tonight, melancholy's got the best of me till I'm lonesome crying. I'm a toast to my long gone friend tonight. Tonight when I'm in the like a drunken fool. And if heaven had a telephone, then I'd call you too. Let you know that I raise my glass to you. Let's have one for the road, imagining the way it was. Drink to my solitude, I'm only ever thinking of you. Yeah, you're only ever brought to mind when I'm in that mood. 27 past midnight.
New from Revenant of the Makers, that is 27 past midnight. Here, let's do some gigs.
Local and national gig guys.
So in Sheffield this week, Wooed at the Washington tonight, Soaked at Yellow Art Studios, which is about right because it's absolutely pouring down out there. Tomorrow, Trash Boats at Yellow Art Studios, Brookcombe at the Garrison out in Barnsley, and you come back in Sheffield and Hot Wax at Sydney and Matilda. On Saturday, the Lilacs are playing the Foundry. You've got Strixon and Ye Would Beast at the Hallamshire Hotel. On Sunday, Belwich at Corporation, Morris at Cafe Number 9. And on Tuesday, Break Fake at Foundry. Wednesday, Heather at the Greystones and Paige Kennedy at the Hallamshire Hotel and Foundling at the Cinema Matilda. Some gigs that have been announced. Black Keys have announced Hammersmith Apollo 31st of August and London Brickside Academy on the 1st September. Those tickets go on sale on the 13th of Feb at 10. Cruz Beckham is out with his band, David Beckham's son. He's touring. He's in Birmingham on the 25th of Feb, then Cardiff on the 27th, Bristol 28th, Leeds Hip Hop Book Club on the 1st of March, Manchester Institute, Deaf Institute on the 4th of March, and Southampton, Brighton, London on Courtyard Theatre on the 26th and 27th of March. And stories, those tickets are on sale now. And the story so far have announced Electric Ballroom in London on the 4th of June, and those tickets are on sale now too. So, okay, it's 6:50. This is great to have this band back. It's 30 years. They've got a tour. They've got a new album called Avalanche, and they've got a new single, Welcome Back Embrace. This is called Road to Nowhere.
And something in your words gives you away. When I say this song's about you, and you tell me it's okay. to leave me, but it hurts too much to stay. And something in your words gives you away. Cause we're on the road to nowhere, but I'm going all the way. If you say you come along, whoa, 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 whoa,
that's it for me tonight. Thanks to John. Thanks to Chili Jessen there from Dead Dad's Club. That's Art School Girlfriend, Close to the Clouds. I'm going to be chatting to Johnny from Pet Needs next week, talking about the new album. And some new albums out tomorrow. Crystal Tides have a new album called Toothpaste, and Inverse is Carnival. Both of those are out tomorrow. And I'll be back next Thursday. But I'm going to play out with you this one tonight. This is Dubunsky, Back to Basics. Have a good evening.
Search for a sign. into an ice cold lake. The meat clings to the bone. You tell me this for a reason.